All right. Well, we got 30 minutes left. We can do whatever we want for these 30 minutes. You can share, you can ask questions, we can converse. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the messenger thread. Yeah, sure. I can even show it to you, but it doesn't look like this anymore, unfortunately. The new edition. Thinkies. Je pense que ça s'appelle les clés génétiques en français. But yeah, beautiful edition. This white edition with the libellule and that. Now it's black. The book is black and it has like a super cool mandala in it. But there were three key moments in that whole, the whole solar plexus mutation going on. 1987, harmonic convergence, 2012, and 2027. So three key moments in that thing going on. And we're all part of it.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, I'm actually going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in 1 second. Sorry about that. Like drinking so much water, so hot all the time. I'm like, all right. Yes.
That was beautiful. Oh.
Lost my background.
That was really beautiful. And I just wanted to share that. I know we were talking and I was concentrating on my brain and all this kind of stuff and trying to do that, but I kept having butterflies in my belly. Like I was really quite surprised, like a lot of activity in there, like just like I'm still getting them actually. I don't know why. I feel very relaxed. I don't feel there's nothing in my mind or anything, but I have got butterflies in my belly. And it's very pleasant. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. And the fact that I really enjoyed that guided meditation. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Butterflies in the stomach, very interesting, because the solar plexus mutation, like this, like it's all about developing an intuition that's based on feeling emotions as information. Like not as like, you know? And it's like that's what that kind of intuitive, that's kind of how it's going to work. We're just, you know, instead of it being like, oh my God, I got to run. There's a tiger there. It's like, it's just like, can you imagine being able to feel someone in hate or anger? And it just feels like little butterflies in your stomach. And you're just kind of like, oh, how interesting. But yeah, good. That's good. That's good. It's like stuff moving around there, just fluttering and soft and light and
cool. Entirely pleasant, entirely pleasant. Not nervous butterflies. Like there's no corresponding adrenaline with that feeling. It's just
perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Thank you.
It was going on like during the whole process kind of thing, or just like key moment
for on and off throughout it. Yeah. On and off throughout it. I can't think of a key moment.
Okay, cool.
I think when we were talking about gratitude for the limbic brain, for this, just being really thankful for my survival techniques. You know, they have, I'm still here. So they've gotten me where I, but it, that said, I'm also aware of how they can block me, or how I'm not, they don't block me. Rather, I just rely on them to avoid moving forward in life, you know, in key ways. But it didn't feel threatening at all. It felt really good.
It gets super intense, the energy, when it's like grace and gratitude and just like being willing to offer, you know, offer like a true heartfelt thank you to these parts of us that are, they're our protectors, they're our servants, you know, like they're just like following commands, you know, like, and like getting out of that place where we're kind of like, it's not letting me, you know, like, and we kind of like, wow, I gave you that program, I gave you that command, like, wow, and look at how loyal. It's like, I had a mentor that used to say, like, can you imagine what you can get done in your life if you've got these parts of your brain back on, like, you know, like, it's almost a, almost scary how much we could do. Like, all right, let's change the world in 3 years. I bet you we could.
Anyway, thank you so much, Julie.
Hello. For me, at the beginning, I was falling asleep, and before. So when you did explain, it was really a clicking for me. It was only the mental before we start. Just the fact to say that, okay, wow, that's why there is 24 nerves working, kind of 12 sets working versus kind of one. This is why, you know, I focused so much on flight for me first, and then the other ones, and to realize why, how I'm receiving bunch of advice from any type of therapist saying, okay, you just need to learn how to do nothing, which is kind of awful because all the other nerves are kind of panicking. And now to do it, I feel like, because at some point I kind of woke up, okay, in the meditation, and everything was kind of clear. I was able to say it with all the discernment, and I feel something did click.
Nice.
And I know we're on it for years, okay, you and I, and with
Eddie. But it clicks when it clicks when it's time. It clicks when all the pieces are in place, and then click, right?
Yeah. So I feel something is, in a way, something shifted. So it's going to be interesting to see how it will continue to evolve.
I have something I want to say. I have something I want to say right now. It's not true that what you need to do is do nothing. What you need to do is rest and digest. Okay, yeah. That's doing something, right? Because like there's like a part of the brain that's like, do nothing. All right, I don't know how to do that. Oh my God. And it just freaks out even more. And it's like, this is not about doing nothing. Like the therapists are saying it like that. You know, you need to do nothing. Really, this is just about you learning to rest and digest. It's just about.
My vague, mon air vague. Là.
Yeah.
Vagus.
I don't even know how to say it in English. It's like vagus or something. And I just, Jeanette knows. She can say it out loud.
Yeah, there's lots of Frankels on this call. So that's all it is. And my question is that if you can say just a little bit about, you said there is tricky moments, 2012, and what was the first one?
1987. That was called the Harmonic Convergence.
Harmonic conversion?
Yeah, it's like a big thing that happened in the stars and whatever, like a big alignment that hadn't happened in like 300,000 years, blah, blah. Like, you know, just like this, it's out of my field of expertise. I'm not an astrologer. That you could study astrology 25 years and still need to study it more. But the harmonic convergence was in 1987. And it's kind of like when a lot of the indigo kids kind of kicked in to, you know, it's like the indigo kids started coming in 74. So 87, they were like 13, 14, like hitting their teenage years. And it's kind of like starting to understand maybe a bit more intellectually what they came to do. 2012 is like, we all heard about 2012, right? That's because it's something like There's names for that in music. There's the harmony, that's the harmonic convergence, the rhythm, and the symphony, I think. And it was like, what's happening in 2027 is kind of like it's kind of like something clicking into place. And if you read Jinkies, it's kind of a little bit interesting because he's talking about 2012 is when was a really important moment. When it's like, I don't like talking about this, whoever doesn't do the work from 2012 on, like people that just don't have at all any, like there's no part of them questioning the system or consciousness, or they're just in their little life, you know, like in their little survival life, like for a lot of these people don't come through after, they don't, it's not bad either. It's just like, I don't like talking about this because it's very tricky, because I don't like saying like all these people are, you know, whatever. But 2012 was a key moment where people that didn't wake up from the energies that kicked in after 2012 probably aren't going to be physically in this body part of the upgrades, because they're hard on the body, these upgrades, right? Like you know you're going through them, and everyone here, you guys have all done ascension particles, like, you know, like we're doing things to kind of help bring the system up even higher. But I think we know some of these people that aren't really going to come along for the next part, and there's no judgment, it's okay. They're where they're at, and it's okay. But yeah, so 1987, 2012, 2027. I can't recommend enough reading Jinky 55 to have more information about that. It's like a
20. And you will post it in the Messenger thing?
Where do we find English? It? Well, like,
yeah.
How many pages is involved here?
Or is there a link?
Oh, it's a book, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 24 pages.
Okay, but you can just put the link of the book in, this way we can...
Yeah, sure, in Messenger.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Really worth reading.
Okay, good.
And yeah, I look forward to how this is, the click is gonna play out, what we're gonna notice changing. Yeah. One of the things I noticed from working on my brainstem a lot is that things that used to completely freak me out are now just information. And that's a really weird place to be, because at first you're kind of like, am I dissociated? You know, you're not sure, but it's like, no, you're actually not stuck in a survival program. It's like, oh, wow, this person is very angry and is threatening to hit me. Interesting. Like, wow. You can figure out what to do a lot better from that place than from, you know. So, Jeanette, how do we pronounce the vagus nerve properly? Vagus, vagus. Oh,
some people say vagus, either short or long A sound.
So either or.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard it more vagus in the medical world.
Vagus nerve.
Yeah.
How are you? How was the meditation for you?
It was good. I was resting while you spoke, and then by the time I went a level deeper when we started the meditation, and that kind of activated that kind of needing to move, where I was just constantly get itchiness here or restlessness. So I wasn't feeling very settled. A lot of tension in my body that made itself known to me at that time. So I was kind of frustrated with that, but it was just information that
it's just information.
Just doing lots of massage and working it back out of myself, so building up a lot of tension.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Frustrating. I had a spell of not having that, and then the last month or so it's come back. Yeah. But other than that, I really enjoyed the downloads, wanted to write them all down. So
well, we have audio transcripts and stuff, so
Yeah, definitely feel like it'd be useful to go over again and to use with other people.
Yeah. Well, feel free to use them. They're not mine. I don't have copyright over this. Like, I just sit there and they come in and I write them down, and you know, they're from source to us. So yeah. Don't ever feel that you can't use them, you know.
Yeah, it was a pleasant thought to be like, oh yeah, this is good information that I can just use in my practice. Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. I was just frustrated.
Yeah, frustrated with the body.
Felt a lot going on in the brainstem.
Yeah, me too.
Which was kind of nice. It's not an area I ever like give attention to or pay attention to or notice. So yeah, that was kind of weird and interesting.
Weird and interesting. I like it.
A different sensation.
Yeah.
And in esoteric healing, we have, the chakra at the base of the skull, that there are two exit points as well that we focus on. Mm-hmm. So I was able to focus on that and kind of allowing more energy to flow out. So that was kind of cool.
Two exit points side to side, or top, or one on top of another, or one side beside another?
Side. Yeah, on either side of the chakra, like.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then the exit point and the exit points on the top, the forehead.
Because it goes like that.
Yeah.
We played around a little bit when we were studying the plasma body and the advanced stuff. Yeah, there's one like that. There's one like that. All right, and then there's like that. Cool.
Yeah. So thank you. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And good to see everybody.
Yeah, isn't it? Nice to have our little full screen full of people.
absolutely.
Yeah. Does it ever feel good to get to see each other? For sure.
Hey, Julie. Hey, everyone. It's Maria here. I wanted to share, it was interesting because I did things a little bit differently than I normally would.
Okay.
I was in my hammock like I usually am. That's like my safe space. And I faced the other direction. I don't usually turn on my camera once we start the meditation, but this time I kept it on. And I think what it forced me to do is I did my best to stay still, but just like, I guess just like Jeanette, I was having trouble. I was in and out from my meditation, in and out meaning I would be in deep in my meditation and then I'd get distracted because I was getting bit by mosquitoes. So I was kind of getting hit in different levels. So when you were talking about the whole discernment, right? It was like, okay, then again, I was telling myself, okay, don't get annoyed, don't get frustrated. Yes, it's itchy. So I got myself scratching a few times because, you know, that's just your natural inclination when something's itchy and you get bit. And then you were talking about, again, the discernments, and you're going back to, you know, just remember you're safe. So I got a chance to focus and just laid still and sort of applied not resisting to like reacting to the mosquito bite. It's like, it'll bite me. I can feel that it's itchy, but I don't have to scratch. So it's like I'm practicing all this in real time while you're telling us. And then at the same time, I got to relax. And then I was starting to feel like I was coughing again, threw me off a little, like took me out of my meditative state. And I started to cough and I was like, no, I don't need to cough. I just had to tell myself that I'm receiving all the oxygen I need. I don't need to cough. So then I was able to calm myself. And then I did manage for the last, I would say, maybe the last 15 minutes to just remain still and not allow any sort of distraction to get me out of you know, my meditation. So I felt really like accomplished, because in the past I would be upset with myself for either like thinking that I fell asleep and I didn't get connected, or being distracted, just like, you know, when things, because I like to be in a space that's I guess quiet. I guess that's ideal. And I sort of set myself up so that all these things that I can't control will happen. And how well can I maintain my, you know, my presence in my meditation? So I kind of was testing myself and kind of was proud of myself that I am able to, despite outside distractions, and that although it wasn't fully consistent, that I know I could do it with practice. And the final part, when you're talking about the rest, the true rest versus the the distracting
reactive rest.
Oh boy, that just like clicked right away. I'm like, okay, this is one thing I know I need to work on, because my initial, you know, with the flight and fight response for me, I freeze. So when I freeze, like, I just want to stay in my little cave. I don't want to do anything, I wouldn't watch Netflix for 10 hours, but I would certainly do something enough to distract myself so my brain's not thinking and not focusing on what's going on. And now I'm recognizing, okay, that in itself is a little habit. And you're right, it's not a true rest, because I still feel the next day I'm like, oh, what? I haven't really been doing anything, but I'm so exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I've recognized the times when I have had true rest, when I have a really good when I have a really good meditation where I consciously energize myself, when I recharge myself, which I don't always do every day in my meditation. I guess, depending on my intention, what I'm focusing on. And I'm like, that's the key. So those days where I recognize that I'm doing the, you know, the distractive kind of resting, what we really need to do is recharge myself in my, exactly. In my quiet. Yeah. So it's like click, light bulb. Okay. I got it. So yeah, that's what I got today.
We can even do a word game with destructive habits.
Destructive, you know what I mean? Habits.
Because okay, they are destructive. You know, yes. They're absolutely destructive to your true rest. Like yes. I've caught myself like where I'm kind of like, okay, like I need to calm down and I just like I won't do 10 hours of Netflix, but I'll binge watch stuff and it's like,
yes,
this is not resting. Like I'm. Like clearly, if I stop the TV for a second, I'm aware I am in a limbic reaction. I am in a reactive yeah. space and I'm trying to like yes. not feel it, get rid of it, not yes. this, not that, you know, like, and yeah, it's like, it's the opposite of a state of peace. It's inner mm-hmm. turmoil and we're reactively resting.
Yes.
to avoid yes. it, you know, like,
yes. Oof. Yes.
But yeah. But
yeah, so I got that. That to me was big. So, but I also recognize when I have had true rest, and yeah. so now it's a matter of recognizing it and changing it up. So I've had a lot of these kind of, you know, moments where I'm able to see myself and catch my old habits, and that I'm like, okay, I need to do something different. So it's good. It's really big growth for me. So thank you. I need to re-listen to it and write down the different discernments that you are giving us. So because it's things that I recognize that I have done. I just wasn't really put into the words the same way you presented it. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, okay, that's what I'm doing, or that's what I need to continue doing. Mm. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Fun part of the words. Yeah, it says for up to all of us, like the best advice, I'm including myself in this, is like when we are able, when there's enough space in us that we can start catching ourselves when we're doing that thing. It's like, oh, I'm doing that thing. You just kind of stop and it's like, okay, hand on heart. What do I really need right now? You know? Instead of like, I'm going to go watch Netflix or whatever. Or, I'm going to go clean. Or it's like, well, okay, whoa, I'm aware of what I'm doing right now. Okay, what do I really need right now? And it can be really interesting what comes up. And it's like one of my mentors is like, how can I be my best friend right now? I was like, wow. Well, okay. Probably not by going to watch 10 hours on Netflix and eating, I don't know what, you know, like. So.
And I really wanted to highlight the point you were talking about in the beginning about response, you know, response ability, responding. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because this is a conversation I've had with my kids where, and it's, where I can recognize, or I'm letting them know to recognize that don't be a victim of your circumstance. You can't blame your outside, what's going on, you know, when you have the power, you're in control of what you can do and how you respond, you know, don't. And then when the moment you recognize that and you remove yourself from that victim mode, it's really powerful, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not a victim of your circumstance or what's going on, and you have the power to change it. So anyway, I wanted to highlight that as well.
Yeah, thank you. Always have the ability to respond. Yeah, cool. It's fun to witness you, like, you know, having fun catching yourself and like, oh, that's so cool. Yay, thank you Source for, because I just let it come in and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm meditating, all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, gonna say it like that, you know. It's like, and then it lands, our brain's like, yes, okay, that I get. It's so cool. I just get to share what's coming in. It's so awesome. Yeah.
I have to go because I have another call because I booked it at 9. Sorry, because I wanted to spend my time with you. Just saying, like, thank you all. And I'll see you soon again. Bye bye.
Yeah, we're on the hours. A couple people left if they want to share or not. It's okay either way. Okay. Thanks, Kev. Well, have a nice evening.
You as well.
I felt a lot of tension in my face.
Okay.
You were specifically calling out certain discernments, and I could feel like little strings pulling along the side of my head, the cheeks, and like energy. I almost saw stuff floating away.
Okay, good.
It was, I definitely felt the brain structure and around the brain stem. Just a very physical, like, fear and just like this contracted state. As it was happening, I feel like
nice.
There was a lot of deep releases of, I guess, trauma, or I even like had like flashes of things that happened. And the most interesting visual I had was I forget what it was that you said exactly, but as I felt things being released, I saw a park ranger. A white bird in the forest, and he was like walking, and he just had this very serene presence behind him as he's walking through the forest. And it was just it's kind of funny to see that. And you can, and like, I saw him like looking at, like, I guess maybe like threats or something, like stuff coming. And he was just very calm about it. And he just like analyzed the situation. And
yeah.
Like, he didn't even move. He just stayed still. And now that I talk about it, I can kind of make sense of it. But at the time, I was a little confused.
You're like, why is there a ranger in the...
Yeah,
because our brain likes to work with images, right? Like translating feelings into images that it's like, okay, get it. Like, nice.
I actually forgot a lot of what happened as I try to recall it. It's... during the call, I was like, I can talk about this. It's like, I've forgotten a few things that happened in the moment. I was like, this is very interesting.
And that's okay too, right? That's the beauty of doing it in real time. It's like,
oh, and I am also becoming more, since the call, I can realize that I think that very last discernment that you said, I think was like a major shift in my awareness, was the difference between processing something in the moment, like a fear, and like striking, I don't even know how to formulate it. Like the trauma or the wound behind it, or
how did I say it? Is it the automatic automatic behavior versus adaptive behavior? One sec.
No, it was like the very last thing you said. I think you finished it.
The last thing was the true rest.
Oh, second to last step.
Yeah.
I remember not so much like with the words, but I was like, oh, that's it's very deep discernment to have, like especially as like interacting with people and yeah, their own structures and their reactions.
Functioning from in the moment information processing as opposed to through the processing through programs, something like that. Like that's just imagine how much calmer we can just be in our interactions, like by being able to do that.
Yeah. Well, if anybody else wants to go, then we're going over. Thank you, Julie.
Going a little bit over. Let's see. Okay, we don't all have to share. It's 9 p.m. for you guys. I'm now 2 hours earlier than you, so.
Hey, I'm not going to share a big thing tonight. Hi, everybody. It's been two following class that are probably leaving the class in prison. Because when the class started, I was in the car driving. And I was doing the work. Like, even when the meditation start, I was like doing the meditation while I was driving, and I was able to see that my part of my brain was driving and the other part of my soul or anything was doing the work. So I arrived home and I just lying down in the bed and realized that in these days it's whatever I'm doing, and this is whatever I'm doing, there is something going on. Like, even if I'm trying to distract myself, or even if I'm trying to concentrate myself, or even if I'm trying to meditate or to being like doing many things, it doesn't make difference. Something's going on right now for every one of us. But for me, if I want to just talk about my little person, is I am honest enough to see that whatever we want or I want or I don't want, it's happening. And this is why, you know, I'm so agree with what she's saying, but what's happening for me, and I was having a smile when saying like to watch Netflix because you know, my work is customer services, answering people for their service, you know, but to serve them. And if I sat down in my bed, or if I whatever, you know, I'm trying to meditate or whatever, I will not meditate. Like, it will not work. But if I sat down in front of a, like, I love kind of Netflix that we can learn some stuff, or we can learn about humans' reactions. I love that. So I just realized, like, yesterday when I was watching one of it, that still is the same thing as I lived before, you know, with the meditation today, is a part of me is watching Netflix. The other part is communicating with me, like directly. And and I realized that whatever we think or I think that I am doing something, like there is going on something else for real. Within, you know, like within us, like something like shifting and like
a good example of that could be like when you're doing a meditation and all of a sudden you like kind of like fall asleep and you're like, where did I go, you know?
Yeah,
you know, like, but that's not really what's going on. Like, part of you was kind of taken out of a picture because it would have been interfering, so that another part could actually receive it. So it's kind of the same idea what you're saying.
Exactly. And you know, like, before I had the chance to lie down the bed tonight, I was still having like my ego saying like, you're not gonna do the meditation again this time. You're not gonna get anything. You're not gonna, you know. And I say, just shut up, man. We're gonna lie down in the bed, whatever you think. And when I was into the bed, I realized that I was with you guys and I was with the process. Even when I was driving, I realized all the things after my ego complained about saying anything. And when I did the meditation, I was like, oh my God, you know, it was so good. I was like, you don't have to think that you have to control or don't control, or just trust the process. Just trust that it's working. And even after like 20 something years, I'm working on myself, I still have this doubt in my head, like, oh, you're not going to do the work perfectly because you're not lying down in the bed and put your hands there and this and that. It helps. And I love it. But I realized that if my soul wants me to do it, it would happen. And I was like, okay. Because until I lying down in the bed, I was thinking I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to finish. Yeah, it's when we finished the meditation and you said to move the body, come back, and that I was connected to the heart of Gaia, the heart of the source through my heart, and spreading that energetic love and light all around. But my ego wasn't believing, so so it's so funny. So this is my sharing for tonight. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, even when we think we're not doing it, there's still a part of us that's doing it, basically. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay, I'll go next, just to change from the usual. For me, I did have a bit of that kind of this voice saying, you know, don't do this or whatever, trying to, I don't know, encourage me to not get into the meditation and that kind of thing, or it's not going to work or whatever. So at the beginning, and then that passed because, you know, I just kind of just pushed it aside. And then I was having problems with the white light, and even the lava was kind of, I don't know, dull. So, but then when you mentioned that the light could be any color, then like the light blue that we'd actually been working on last week, I felt like that was the best color. And actually earlier today I was doing this meditation, and there too it gave me the option of using whichever color, and I used the light blue, so like bring it to my heart, and it's basically emanating love and empathy. And through that meditation, also built like a crystal armor around me, not to like, I guess kind of like to protect against negative energies, but mostly, to only allow good, you know, to come in. And so tonight when I started using the blue, I saw the armor again, you know, like it came, it's crystal, but it's bluish, you know, light bluish crystal. It's transparent, but bluish.
Nice.
Yeah. So that that happened, and throughout the process, what I had the most problems with was the brainstem. It was harder to relax than the rest of the lower brain. and it's still a bit tense right now, so I'm just going to let, like, you know, just let the energy continue working.
Yeah. And it'll smooth out. But that's really cool, that crystal armor thing, like, just feeding it once in a while, just by visualizing it and being aware of it, like, it's because you started building something. You've basically to construct a structure energetic. Like, you built an energy.
I have a feeling it was there before. It's just that it's been re-energized, you know?
Yeah, good. So, yeah, just keep re-energizing it with intention.
Okay, sounds good. And, I think that's mostly it. I'll keep it short. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So it's up to you. Anna, you want to talk now? It's up to you. You're like, we can. No? All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for this awesome call. And definitely re-listen to the downloads. If you want, I can put a link to the transcript. It's like, but they're kind of like, it's kind of like weird to look at them because they have all the timestamps and it's like 15 pages long, just for the equivalent of like 5 pages of text. But I can absolutely include the link to the transcript if you want to, like, just look through there instead of re-listening. But re-listening is good.